Back in the 80s, my next guest played Danny Tanner, the harried father in the long-running family-friendly sitcom Full House. He also hosted the America's Funniest Home Videos and built a career on his non-threatening looks, non-threatening work, and all-around aw shucks demeanor. So when he appeared in the 2005 documentary The Aristocrats, performing one of the filthiest, funniest retellings of one of the dirtiest jokes of all time, America got a whole new look at Bob Saget. He followed up this appearance with a profanity laced HBO stand-up special entitled That Ain't Right, and has parlayed this success into a starring role on Broadway, where he's appearing as the man in chair in the Tony Award-winning musical The Drowsy Chaperone. Welcome, Mr. Bob Saget.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be talking to you. This is a very, very good show, you know.
Oh, thank you very much.
Have you listened,
or did you just like your intro?
My intro. I like the intro.
Okay, good.
And I want to hear it. I want to get it in a CD form and,
on a
and
loop?
Have it in my car.
Good.
On a loop. Just listen to it over and over again.
Your voice is
very soothing.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, we're off to a good start now. Okay, good.
Yes. You're the first woman that said that to me in years.
You know what? You're the first man who ever told me my voice was soothing. So there you go. So, Drowsy Chaperone, you play man in chair, which
yes.
And you open the show with the line, "I hate theater." What kind of reaction does that get from the audience?
Quietness.
No, really?
It's
supposed to be a laugh line, Saget.
Not really. No,
no,
it isn't. Well, you're in the dark and you hear an actor and you're not sure what the show's about yet because the show unveils itself. It's a very unusual show because it's not a gooey musical, you know? Have you seen it?
No, because thanks to the stagehand strike, the night I was supposed to go see you, it was canceled.
Why did you do that?
Cause the strike?
Why did you cause the strike?
Because I am the man. So tell us about the show a little bit.
It is, Guy, I'm still working on that you are the man.
I am.
I've never met a woman that said that to me either. It is a character that Bob Martin created and his love of 1928 musicals. He created this fictional musical called The Drowsy Chaperone, which is, of course, as a lot of people say, it is the worst title in Broadway history. But it's not once you understand and see the show. He plays this fictional record album for the audience, and they are his scene partner for the entire play. And throughout the whole thing, the play comes out of the walls, out of his imagination, and it acts itself out. And it has got everything from vaudeville to 1920s themes that are, you know, cuter than cute. This guy that's narrating it, Man in Chair, is kind of mental, and it's kind of sad. It has a darkness to it, which is what I love about it. And yet it's hilarious. The people that are in it, it's got a cast of 17 people that are literally phenomenal.
Didn't Cindy Williams just join, who played Shirley?
Cindy
on
Williams,
Laverne and Shirley?
That's right. Cindy Williams just came in, and Joanne Worley left, and so she's ready to take over the part of Tottendale, which is a very funny old school character in the show.
Have you and Cindy compared notes on what it's like to go from sitcom stardom to Broadway?
Well, we've met over the years, and we've had dinner together because, you know, all sitcom people eat sometimes together, and there's no fourth wall when they eat.
Tony Danza chews with his mouth open, doesn't he?
Well, he's the boss, but
oh, it's finally been decided. Okay.
I don't understand the premise of that show, though. I didn't know.
I think Judith Light was the boss, but
I know, but I don't even know what he was doing there. Was he a cleaning person that he met them randomly? I don't understand it.
Wait, let's get back to Drowsy Chaperone or theater in general.
Yes, please.
Your character is complaining about the state of contemporary theater. What do you think of his lament?
I think it is a mantra that everyone shares, and it started as Bob Martin just loving theater and then sitting there thinking, what kind of character can I make that loves theater so much that his character is completely, he submerges himself in it and it's the only thing that brings him joy. So it's very clear what he likes. His mantra is he likes a short story, a simple story, a few good songs you can take away with you, something you take away with you in your head and to help you get through your day a little better, to walk away entertained. And that's truly, or to think, to be able to think about something. He doesn't really require that. He really wants, because I saw a wonderful play the other night, the Farnsworth Invention, and it's a thinking play, and it can affect you and make you sad. And if you're like me, I'm like a small ferret. But
wait, what does that mean? Why does
I don't know what
sad?
It means. I'm like a little. I don't like giving my opinions of things after I give them. It sounds like I was being James Lipton, and then I realize I'm just a tiny little woodlands creature. My opinion is it's just what it is. You shine
it's
a light
a
in my face.
Small ferret. Wait, let's. We have to talk about The Aristocrats.
Yes.
Now, there's no, we're a public radio. We can't play your version of the Aristocrats joke, sadly.
Nor would I do it here. There are people of decency that are listening.
Were you, when you told that in your own inimitable way, were you consciously setting out to change your image in one sort of foul-mouthed swoop?
No, I've been doing it my whole life. I actually had been a stand-up since I was 17, and a lot of my humor was in bad taste. I mean, most of it was gallows humor and sick jokes, because we've had a lot of, my family came from a lot of tragedy, and so that's how my dad and I laughed at stuff. So I had done stand-up since I was 19, and Paul Provenza and Penn Jillette made that movie, and I auditioned for Paul when I was 19 with a guitar on, and all my songs were about, you know, irreverent stuff, you know, domination and strange things that really don't, we don't need to talk about them either. Anyway, none of it was that funny, but it was always edgy. Go ahead, sorry.
In your stand-up special, you spend a lot of time making profanity-laced jokes at the expense of Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos, and you're saying that, you know, you started long, long ago being a stand-up who, you know, was blue. So what were you thinking at the time when you were working on those shows? Did you feel muzzled?
I heard only cursing in my head.
Like interior
Make the
Tourette's?
Voices stop. It was like that. It was like a silent Tourette's. I got along with everybody really, really well there. And we had there's a lot of gag reel footage from Full House of all of us doing silly, stupid 10-year-old junk. And I would get in trouble, actually. And I did feel a little restrained. And I also was unappreciative because when you're, you know, people call it selling out. You know, I mean, if I was doing work, came up through theater and did a Broadway show after Broadway show, I would rightfully so look at that and go, oh, God. And so I would be frustrated that I was kind of the Richie Cunningham of the show. And it was the same producers. Our exec producer was were Bob Boyette and Tom Miller. And Bob produces many shows, including The Drowsy Chaperone. And it's just interesting that he's got me in a cardigan sweater again, except this time, if Danny Tanner had acted like Man in Chair, they would have taken his children away from him.
And you're now the host of, you know, the NBC game show 1 versus 100. So what, I mean, do you feel like maybe you're hoofing it again?
I am, but I'm wearing sneakers.
Okay.
And now I'm getting out of the, you know, normally in the past 5 years, if you host a game show, you are required by law, in most cases, unless you're Jeff Foxworthy, to wear one of David Copperfield's suits. So you wear a black magician suit and you wear a blue shirt. And so I now have gone opposite day. It's the biggest thing that's ever happened in broadcasting. I'm wearing a T-shirt and a sweater and a sport coat. It's gigantic how I'm changing the medium.
So it's big news these days that Oprah is throwing her celebrity behind Barack Obama. And you are a huge star. You're an American icon. So have you thought of going out and stumping for one of the candidates?
I don't know. I'm not usually a political person. I'm not. I am one. I like to keep it personal. I always find that to be my own personal choice. I look at that like I look at religion. I don't like to discuss it. There's only a few things when you have celebrity in your being that you can keep your own at a certain point. I was on a show this morning and I was talking about my daughters and they showed a picture of them on a slide. And you know, it's all good and I approved it that they would do it because that's just how we are in the media. But I don't really enjoy it. You know, it's like that's my thing. I get to have my life.
So these are the things you keep a little bit sacred. Religion, politics, your family. Anything else?
Anything else we're
not going to talk about?
Just the showbiz people and how they're, you know, they're like a bunch of rabbits when the lights go out. You know, it's like animals during spring.
You have a lot of animal imagery running through this interview today. We went from
right now. I'm feeling
rabbits. Feeling
and
furry?
I walked here. I'm feeling furry and free.
Glad
I'm going
to
right
hear.
From here to. I'm going to a waxing booth and then I'm going to run in traffic.
Bob Saget.
Yes. Please don't say my name after I make a comment like that. It really doesn't.
I want to identify
career.
It. Bob Saget. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. And come see The Drowsy Chaperone because I'm there till end of February. And it truly is this amazing piece of work. It's so beautifully written and so well done by everyone.
I will come and see you sit in that chair.
Thank you. And I will be looking just at you.
My guest has been comedian Bob Saget. He's currently appearing on Broadway in The Drowsy Chaperone. His comedy special, That Ain't Right, is on HBO and DVD, and he'll be back soon on NBC with more episodes of 1 versus 100. For more about him, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.